floats all around, and little could go wrong. Well, not too long ago, it seemed, something changed in this dream. Maybe we're just losing steam. I mean, it's been so long. But here's a story, a tale, you see, about one which we call Pinky. And though the details are bleary, I'll keep you informed with this song.
Everyone come look here, Rainbow Dash is full of fear for the upcoming event. Something which should circumvent. Talented young Pegasi, off to clouds, down in the sky. Competition riding high, so much that you know will fly. So her friends devise a plan to assist her, lend a hand, be support within the crowd.
Fluttershy just wasn't loud.
Help me chase away my fears. Help me chase away my fears. Help me chase away my fears. Help me chase away my fears.
Alligator. The party went swell, but the entire time she couldn't help but notice that the pony she called friend seemed almost tired of her antics. This caused Pinky to become even more paranoid, as the following day she attempted to throw yet another party, this time in commemoration of the party from the night before. However, despite her best efforts, no pony seemed able, or for that matter willing, to attend. It was at this that Pinky finally snapped.
Secrets and lies, secrets and lies. What am I doing? Is it right before my eyes? Secrets and lies, secrets and lies.
I'm getting back to growing louder on my cries. I'm getting tired of excuses and evasions. Why don't we think we just admit the situation? What have I done? I may have bring a celebration. We'll make them dumb, we'll make them simple, make them matter, make them sad, make them angry, make them frantic, make them crazy, make them weak, make it people, make it simple, make it win, make it quick. I'm gonna be touching up the last of all. Think you what has happened to me? Tell me that and why could do that to me now? What have I done? What have I done? I'm left alone here, just a party of
one.
What have I done? This isn't fun. I should have known, I should have seen that this would come. It's all a matter of when they were going to tell me that they just want me, that they never want to see me. Well, because screw, it's time for things to finally be free. Pain for me to show your scars, broken bones and broken hearts. Can you tell me what the reason why I should give them a season? What a long and now a minute or a fraction of time in it. Let me cling to reality while I set and save it from you. Looking for the one that's from me.
Rainbow Dash, wait!
What have I done? What have I done? I lost my focus, now the pony is gone. What have I done? Party of one. I'm all alone, this problem I cannot outrun. What do I do? What do I say? I need a plan or else I'll never make a day. Where can I go? I just don't know.
It's not the kind of thing that normal ponies know. I need to get rid of the evidence somehow. Step by step, checking every detail. Hook and knife, bring the body down into the cell. I struggle as I place her on the tape, frantic as I wonder if I'm able to go through with all that I have planned. So far all my actions were unmanned. I'm under so much stress. As it pours out upon the surface, trying not to care for consequences, knowing that I have no good defenses, thinking hard of what I'm gonna make her, though I know I'll have to clean up later. See a little pinky, you've grown colder. Time for Pink and Mina to take over. Finish up the job that we have started. Feed her to the vain and the cold-hearted. Don't expect to hear that much rejection. Every pony loves our main confection. So sweet and tasty. Don't be too hasty. And if they like them, then I'll still make them. I trust no pony.
The following morning, Pinky put the cupcakes out for sale, like they were a regular product in the store, and hoped against hope that the customers approved. To her shock, as well as mine to be honest, they went over extremely well with the ponies that bought them, to the point where they had completely sold out by the end of the lunch hour. Strangely enough, the normally sickening thought of her peers unknowingly committing cannibalism pleased her. For the first time since Cloudsdale, Pinky genuinely smiled. And by the end of the day, her once faked happy demeanor was replaced by the jubilant mannerisms that Pinky was known for. She felt great, better than she had in a while, but she knew that if she was going to go through with her plan, she would have to prepare. And preparing meant repeating the process and practicing until she felt she was ready to take on the one who, in her mind, started it all. The first pony she managed to get was a young filly named Twist. The second, about a week later, was a unicorn named Holly Dash. The third, a young Pegasus named Cloudkicker. Several other ponies disappeared, and the residents of Ponyville were none the wiser. Until finally, about a month later, Pinky felt she was ready, and invited Rainbow Dash to help her ride her show.
I've got everything all ready. You betcha, Pinky. So what do you got planned? Are we gonna prank some pony? I got a couple of good ones I've been thinking about. Or maybe you got some stunts you think I should try. Or maybe
baking cupcake.
Baking? Pinky, you know I'm not good at baking. Remember the last time? Oh, that's not a problem at all. I only need your help making them. I'll be doing most of the work. All right. I guess that's okay. What exactly do you need me to do? That's the spirit. Here you go. I thought I was helping you bake. You will be. I made this one just for you before you got here. So, is this like taste testing or something? Sorta. Okay, now what? Now, you take a nap.
this job of mine is so, so dreary. Don't scream, not much to fear. I'm glad it's you, this makes me weary. I'm sure you'll brighten up my day before you really start to cry. Oh, just one more thing you should know.
You're gonna die.
You're gonna die. Yeah.
Is through. Still here we have a little while before the blood loss takes your life. We can chat about our my God, my dear, you've turned so white.
What I was doing with the knife.
What I was doing with the knife.
Can you scream just a little bit louder? It chills my blood in the most satisfying of ways. But I look into your eyes. Let me see us. Know what it's like when a pony betrays. Rip the flank and leave it to wither. Oh, dearie me, it seems I've been drawing this out a bit too long. Let's go. It's time. Another hit, draw it forth, eviscerate. Soon they'll be on someone's plate.